Now joining us is our dear friend, Dr. Leah McNeil. Good morning, Leah.
Good morning, ladies. How are you?
We're so excellent. Good. And I'm so excited to hear this tip because I actually read it. And I am so excited for our listeners to hear this. So go ahead.
It's about vitamin C.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And you might need some today, Rochelle.
Yes, she might.
I know. I got to take my
That's a good
zip.
Idea. We'll pop one of those 1,000-milligram That's vitamin right. C's in you.
That's a good
does.
Thing.
Help with your immune system quite a bit.
It's true.
More than people realize,
Thank you, Dr. Leah.
That's
that
a great
excellent.
Reminder.
Yes, because it's in the cupboard, and I'm going to go get it as soon as we get home. Thank you.
You're welcome. And it's my tip is to eat foods rich in vitamin C every day. And mainly because vitamin C is water-soluble, just like B vitamins. You need to replace it all the time. The RDA is not enough for vitamin C.
Yes.
The RDA literally keeps us right above deficiency. It's like the 60 milligrams is the RDA for vitamin C, which is ridiculous. But
isn't
if you were
that,
to eat consistently 59 milligrams a day, you'd probably get scurvy.
Oh, isn't that ridiculous?
And that's what they're based on. They're just based on kind of deficiency levels. I don't look at that at all anymore. But there's a lot of food sources of vitamin C.
Yes.
And on the tip that I wrote for the website, I wrote them in alphabetical order. And I'll list them off. Asparagus, blackberries, broccoli, cabbage, cantaloupe, cauliflower, grapefruit, kale, kiwi fruit, mangoes, mustard greens, peppers, raspberries, strawberries, tangerines, and tomatoes. So kind of lots of berries.
Right.
And peppers, actually, red peppers and the pepper family has more vitamin C by weight than a glass of orange juice.
You know, that was so astounding when I read that because I actually, last night, ate a whole red pepper. I love red peppers. I didn't know they were high in vitamin
Very
C.
Very high.
Now, and I didn't hear you say oranges.
Well, oranges is on there. And actually, besides oranges, the other sources of vitamin C in foods.
Okay.
A lot of people, that's what they automatically think of as
You're
oranges.
Right, right.
But when we're sick and have a cold, especially if we have lots of mucus, the orange juice can actually increase our mucus production.
Oh, that's
so
good.
You don't
we always hear about milk, but I didn't know about orange juice.
Yes,
that's good.
Yes, it can definitely do that. So there's other sources that are much better.
And you were saying we need, about 1,000 milligrams a day?
I say 500 to 1,000, but yes, 1,000 is probably the best to shoot for. And I have some patients taking a lot more than that. It's just, we just don't get enough. And with our lifestyles nowadays and stress and frequency of colds, it's really good to keep a high dose of vitamin C in your body.
You know what I started doing is I started taking Emergen-C every morning. It's 1,000 milligrams of vitamin C. And with my first bottle of water, I drink this Emergen-C. And I've just done it now. I used to do it when I was getting a cold. Now I just do it every day.
Mm-hmm.
And it really wards
it's
off.
Preventative.
So I think it's really smart. But also, you mentioned, and I know this is really important for anyone who has been told they have cancer, that vitamin C is an alternative treatment to that, correct?
Yeah, it can, especially IV vitamin
Right,
C.
That's what I mean. I don't mean little milligrams of it, but IVs are, you know, I have my trainer's husband went to Canada for high doses of IV vitamin C, which, you know, has really, really stopped his cancer is just now stopped.
It's very helpful. And actually, naturopaths in Washington can do IV vitamin C now.
Really? So you could do that, Dr. Leah?
Yes, I do. Oh. I do IV vitamins actually on a lot of people that have digestive problems and are having horrible times absorbing.
Really?
And to sort of get them back on track, I'll do a whole cocktail of vitamins.
Yes, cocktail.
That's nice. I didn't, you know, vitamin C is becoming
vitamin D.
It's becoming the wonder bit of vitamins. It's
it
really
is.
Good. Now, Dr. Lee, I'm going to take you out of the box, and I apologize for this, but what do you do if you get cramping in your legs?
Well, cramping, actually, the first thing I consider when people are having cramps in their legs, especially if it's at night.
Yes.
While they're sleeping, is I make sure they're getting enough calcium and magnesium.
It's calcium and magnesium.
Well, I've heard magnesium is like, go have a banana.
That's
right.
But that's potassium.
Oh.
Potassium's also important.
Yeah, that's what I heard.
The first culprit I usually consider is calcium, magnesium. Yes, potassium's part of that.
Okay.
Sodium, potassium, the whole thing, all the electrolytes.
Okay. Well, because I was playing Mahjong with my group, and one of the girls was saying, I get terrible cramping. And I said, well, I think you need calcium. And then somebody said potassium, and then somebody said magnesium. So I said, well, I'm going to ask our Dr. Leah, because she knows everything.
Oh, I don't know everything, but... those three are very important.
Perfect.
Wonderful.
Especially calcium magnesium at night before you go to bed is going to be very helpful.
Excellent.
Okay, well, thank you.
Well, Dr. Leah, how can our listeners find you?
You can find me in Bellevue at 425-452-9366. And you can check out my website at naturalmedicineforhealth.com. And all my information is also on chatwithwomen.com.
Excellent. Thank you, Dr.
Leah.